Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. John chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. Jesus looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Jesus had an important to-do list. As he spoke in his prayer to his heavenly Father, it was to give eternal life to all those you have given me. The Father knew what it would take to complete that work. He gave his Son authority over all people. That was the scope of Jesus' work, because that is the scope of our Father's love. God has always loved the whole world. He has always wanted all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Jesus declared, This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jesus' death and glorious resurrection finished the work of salvation and opened the way to eternal life. The disciples of Jesus learned the truth of life and salvation, and by faith they trusted the words that Jesus had spoken. He prayed, For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. Jesus glorified his Father by obeying his commands, and by completing his work of saving us from the darkness of unbelief and rescuing us from the shadow of death. The Father glorifies Jesus by raising him from the dead, and giving him all power and authority in the heavenly realms. The Holy Spirit glorifies the Father and the Son by bringing the Father's words to us and creating faith and trust in our hearts. Jesus still has work to do. He is always praying that God's work continue in us, God's own dearly loved believers. The work of God which is still going on in our hearts, the work of faith that we have obeyed his word, shows the glory of God's great love and the glory of Jesus' obedience as the exalted Son of God and our dear Savior. Jesus, please keep praying for us that we will bring you glory by hearing your words, accepting them, trusting them, and obeying everything you have commanded. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.